Americans are dying younger and lifestyle reasons are to blame. Christians need to understand that biblical stewardship is the ticket to an abundant life. Stewardship of the body offers us years to live, and stewardship of everything else gives us more life in those years. You have tuned in to Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian earner, Christian income earner, to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Folks, if you're listening today, what you may not know is I pray before every single show. I have hundreds of shows on this station, and I pray before every single one. But today, I feel the need to open this show in prayer. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to serve. I thank you for the opportunity to partner with you in Christian, to partner with you in showing Christian income earners that when you said we should have life and have it more abundantly, that you, Lord, you meant every word of that. Too many of us are vulnerable to the thief whose only game is to steal, kill, and destroy. I pray now, Lord, that even now, whomever is listening, that you would open ears to hear that prosperity is not entitled, but it absolutely is within reach. Today's topic is Americans are dying younger. Why I sell life extension and death compensation. You may be wondering what that is, but don't worry, I'll tell you in a moment. Census statistics show that Americans are dying younger. This show is for those who want to defy the odds and reduce the pain of their passing. According to a December 8, 2016 article in USA Today, Americans are dying younger. The sad thing is that the reason that this article offers are all lifestyle related. If you've followed my show at all, you know that I talk a lot about biblical stewardship of the body and stewardship of our finances. But today, this is an even more urgent call to action than ever before. We really must take better care of ourselves and contribute to our own life expectancy and life extension. However, since death is inevitable, no matter how many more longer years we live, we will die. And when we die, we can impact the loss to our loved ones in a significantly positive way by leaving a financial compensation behind. No, we can never be replaced, but according to Ecclesiastes 10 verse 19, money is an answer for everything. So I want you to listen clearly, because if you are open to joining my team to help millions of people who need this kind of help, simply connect with me. So the USA Today article pointed out that U.S. life expectancy falls. When it comes to the average age for both men and women, we have dropped in overall life expectancy. In 2014, the average age for life was 78.9 years. Now, overall, the average age is now 78.8 years. But when you dig down deeper into that, gender does impact those numbers as well. So women, we still have it better, but we have taken a loss as well. The average age in 2014, women were dying at an average of 81.3. Now we're dying at 81.2. I don't know what a month means to you, but a month is a lot of life, and I'd like to live every single day of it. Men, you went down in 2014, your life expectancy was 76.5. Now it is 76.5. 5.3. So overall, we have had a significant drop in life expectancy. Now, some of you may know that I sell life insurance, guys, and those actuarial tables are going to come into play. We're going to feel the bite of that later on when it comes to rates and premiums. We're going to feel it because those numbers are going to impact how they come up with their rates. Now, the key comment that I want to take away from this article, and however you found this show today, there will be a link to the original article put out by USA Today. But the key comment that I took away from that article was by Professor Skinner, who said, "My major concern is that we know the exact cause of the fall in life expectancy. Mortality is rising across a wide variety of illnesses. It is not entirely easy to figure out what to do about it." Well, Professor Skinner may not know what to do about it, but the Bible tells us exactly what to do about it. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Folks, Christian income earners, when you experience losses due to theft, murder, or destruction of property, this is not of or from God. God tells us that himself. The devil prowls. The devil prowls, and he's out to take stuff from you. And some of us are very vulnerable victims. Today, we have alarms on our cars and in our homes. We have things in safes. We even take our pets to the vet. We send money to victims of disasters. But while we're doing all of that, we leave ourselves open as victims to be victims of theft, murder, and destruction. Some of this destruction is happening at our own hands. Now, we may not call it suicide, but honestly, we probably should. Just because we're not taking our lives in an instant does not mean that we have not systematically and ourselves shortened lives with our own hands. This USA Today article points out that extreme sports, poor nutrition, toxic exposures, and lack of movement are the things that we are doing to ourselves or exposing ourselves to that is bringing on these earlier death rates. This article does not say that there was an increase in road or plane accidents or that the increase in deaths were due to war or terrorist activities, where we could probably point out that the death toll was increasing because we were victimized. No, Americans, wake up. We are killing ourselves. And just because we've taken the slower or more exciting route, the world may not call it suicide, but they probably should. Jesus said that he came that we should have life and have it abundantly. That was Jesus' mission. That was always the plan for humanity. From the day God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, from the very beginning, we have been bent on self-sabotage. We have not followed God's instruction then, back in the Garden of Eden, and we continue to be guilty of not following God's instruction now. Christian income earners, we are guilty of the same Adam of not following God's instruction. The Bible tells us to pursue the best of the best of the best that is available in this world. And if you pursue the best of the best, you will have what? Fill in the blanks for me, people. If you pursue the best, you will have the best. Yes. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4, verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on these things. Thoughts lead to action, and actions lead to experiences and acquisitions. If we focus on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, and of good report, you will have life and have it more abundantly. If you focus on these kinds of things, guys, you will consume better food. You will have higher self-esteem. You will value yourself more, and you will take better care of yourself. You will value your contribution to your family, and you will understand that the day they lose you is not just an emotional pain, but a loss of the things that you've contributed to their lives. Money can provide a cushion for some of those losses. So leaving behind a financial compensation to help replace some of the things you do is a huge help. For example, grandparents, I'm speaking to you. All that free babysitting that you do, when you're gone, the legacy you leave behind can help pay for a babysitter. The Bible says that the good man will leave stuff for children's children for the third generation. Husband, I'm speaking to you. And another example is all that yard work you used to do. When you are gone, the money you leave behind can pay for lawn services. These are just some of the examples. We can never be replaced. But some of the things that we do that make life easier for those left behind can be replaced with money. Money has an answer for everything, according to Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19. That's not me, guys. The Bible says so. Money has an answer for everything, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19. So over here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., I teach biblical stewardship. That's what I teach. I teach biblical stewardship, but I sell life extension and death compensation. I sell life extension and death compensation. Biblical stewardship of the body is a discipline of self-loving care for your temple. You take care of your body, and I promise you, there are a lot of things we can't control, but there are a lot of things we can. And when you take care of your body, you will defy the statistics that USA Today's article are indicating as the reason for plunging life expectancy. Biblical stewardship of everything else that God has put under our control. First of all, guys, our body is the first and foremost thing that God has put under our control. And from we were babies, we took control of that. And every time your child cried for food, he was basically sending out a call to take care of his first asset, which is his body. But we have biblical stewardship for everything else, time, assets, and what God has uniquely gifted us with. And if we use these things properly, we will move, Christian income earners, to the space of profit. Profit is the realm of more. Profit is the realm of abundance. Profit is the realm of being in a position to give a hand up and to be generous to the things that move your heart. In other words, profit is the realm of the abundant life, of the fulfilled life. And when that life is over, profit allows you to leave a financial legacy that compensates those left behind in your absence. This article put out by USA Today defines a trend that is happening here in the United States, and this is an urgent call to action. We Christians need to do a better job of receiving that abundant life that Jesus offers and stop being vulnerable to the thief whose only interest is to kill, steal, and destroy. This is not only an urgent call to action for us to act, people, but also an urgent call to action for more of you to step into this space to serve those reaching out for our help. Many are desperate for answers. The health and fitness industry is a $1 billion industry for a reason, but the world strategy is superficial. It is meeting needs at a superficial level. Here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., we help the Christian income earner become a profitable steward of everything God has put under our control, and our body is the first and most important asset that God has given us to manage, and we are doing a poor job. Join my team, and learn how you can be on mission to help changes for those around you. The other thing is, cha-ching, health only seems to get our attention when it affects our wallet. So here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., I also show Christian income earners how to become profitable stewards of their financial assets and how to ensure that they leave a financial compensation behind when they're no longer here with their families. Guys, money is an answer to everything, including compensation to some extent for your passing. And I need help. Christian income partners need your help. Your friends and associates need your help. Join my team. Join my team, guys, and be a light in this dark world. We can be like lighthouses. Over here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., we are like lighthouses, a beacon to ships in trouble, letting them know help is absolutely nearby. Are you ready to take action? Are you ready to become a profitable steward? Trudy Bearman here. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.